please consider calling into the show today. We have a number of hot topics, and your voice needs to be heard. Thoughts, Love, and Reflections is your opportunity to make sure your opinion is heard over the noise of the media. James T. Deshaies is committed to bringing the voice of the people to the world stage. He'll select topics, but your voice will be the focus. So take time to spend with him and inform the world of your views. We can no longer sit back and let others tell us what to think. The cost of being a silent majority is too great, and too many lives are being destroyed. The leaders around the world need to be put on notice that their jobs and careers depend on how well they listen. Call in on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 657-383-0309, or Thursdays, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 347-855-8867, or Saturday, 8 p.m. Eastern, 657-383-0309. Why don't you add Thoughts, Love, and Reflections to your weekly schedule? If you have story ideas or topics of discussion, contact James Deshaies at 407-394-9819 or email djames82@aol.com.
USI never had it so good. 101.1 radio, the best R&B and hip hop music. The Quiet Storm every Friday and Saturday. Talk radio with the best host in the business. Sports talk radio every weekend night with Princess Cooper. Never had it so good radio now on 101.1, and it's 24/7. The world's best radio station.
This is your host, James T. Deshaies of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. Guys, you know, we are going through some turbulent times right now, and it is just impossible to get a real feel for what direction we're going in as a nation. And I truly hope that we don't make the mistake of electing Donald Trump as our next president. You know, I have a way of describing the next 8 days that we have to wait for the final votes to be cast. The inmates where I worked at 33rd Street Jail used to call and say, you know, I got 7 days in a wake up. So right now we're looking at 7 days in a wake up before we cast our final votes. Who will be our next leader? And we're bombarded by all this information related to emails and all the distractions related to what might be on the emails and what might not be on the emails, whether Hillary should go to jail or should we just dismiss all this email stuff and move on. And we're just keeping our eye off the ball. We really need to recognize and understand, if we elect Donald Trump as president of the United States, we're going to go into a very dark period of our existence. And the dark period of our existence is not so much about Donald Trump as it will be about the fact that we're so divided as a nation, that we're not truly just Americans. We would have issued a statement that lets us know that the division between us is as great as it has always been, and that we have not moved forward as a nation related to race relations. And the other thing I want to talk about is the technology we have today. We have some vast technology in our existence. The emails that we use, you know, we very rarely use letters anymore. Most of our correspondence is through my emails, our texting, or our cell phone. We have multiple technology or multiple computer devices that allow us to interact with others and to be more efficient in the way we do business. And what is taking place by the way that people are using these email devices and using these phones and using these computers and having people steal our emails and then use our emails in a negative way against us, we're going to have to figure out how we're going to respond to the negative way people are using our personal devices against us. So today I wanted to just talk about, you know, an instance about should we give credence to the theft of our emails? Should anyone be questioned, attacked, or held accountable for people who illegally obtain email information? And what I mean by that, see, you have to come to grips and understand something. If I write an email directly to you, then you know that email came from my computer. And the statement typed on that email came directly from someone who used my computer. You don't even know if it came directly from me. You know that you can prove that it came from my email account, but you don't know if it was typed by me. So now let's let a third party come in. Someone steals your information and gains access to emails that were sent to you. Now we have a third party who's invaded our privacy, who has access to the typed information, can alter it any way they want to, and then provide it to a fourth party as it is authentic. And then you want to come question the original person who may or may not have typed it as to its authentic, or of it being authentic. And so, to me, we need to give no credence to emails that are stolen from a third party and then question someone about its authenticness. You know, we have to understand that we are just one step from that happening to us. So when you give credence to one person regarding the emails, then you're going to set the stage for credence to be given to all people related to emails. And so we need to ask ourselves, is this going to be something that we allow to continue to happen? The fact that Russia has been cited or is believed to be the corporate individual that is stealing these emails, we have to ask, what are they trying to accomplish as a result of stealing these emails and then providing them to another organization in order for them to be publicized? Are we going to let these people invade our democratic system and create chaos and then allow that chaos to potentially derail our democracy? I'm asking those of you who are in my audience that you have minds of your own. Though I may not be a Donald Trump fan, and that under no instances would I vote for this man based solely on what he has done, what he said, and his behavior. It has nothing to do with anyone else. It is truly my belief that Hillary Clinton is head and shoulders over him as a leader, and that she has a moral compass that allows her to be able to simply be able to lead us in a direction that we can be proud of. I would have to forgive Donald Trump for too much to be able to cast a ballot for him to be the next president of the United States of America. I truly don't believe he cares enough about me as an individual or the individuals that I love and care about to give him an opportunity to run our country. So I'm coming to you and recognizing that we cannot give any credence to these emails, and we cannot continue to beat Hillary Clinton up for the same thing over and over and over again. It is time for us to recognize and establish that Leaky Wink and the Russians will not be able to use stolen emails to change the direction of our political thinking or the direction of our nation. The direction of our nation has to be solely decided on the backs of our elected officials. And we cannot allow people who are willing to steal and strategically use information they got illegally to have say in our election process. So it's important for us to hold fast to our beliefs and listen only to our leadership, only to our media, and the things that they find to make a determination of where we are going as a nation. We cannot allow outside forces to have a place in our democracy. It is important for us to recognize that these people are not thinking about what's in the best interest of our country. And we have to be prepared and ready not to allow them to succor us. You have to look at what is real. You have to look at, you know, that saying, you got to call a spade a spade. Donald Trump is not in the best interest of women. Donald Trump is not in the best interest. Donald Trump is not in the best of African Americans. And Donald Trump is not in the best interest of our veterans. I understand a white America being angry. I understand that their pain they may be feeling is real. But do you honestly want to give our country or put our country in the hands of the likes of Donald Trump? At what point do we recognize that we have to do what is in the best interest and the long-term future interest of our country? And recognize at this point, Hillary Clinton has shown that she is committed to doing what is in the best interest of our nation, what is in the best interest of our children, and what's in the best interest of our future. We have to work hard and understand and support her and support those leaders that we have locally and in our nation to help them know that we're behind them and we support them and we want the best interest of our children and our futures to be the forefront of their minds. You cannot believe that the likes of Donald Trump and his egotistical behavior would be in the best interest of us as a nation. It is time for us to clearly make a statement. 15-minute mark. We're going to take a short break, and we're going to come back and continue our discussion. Welcome, everyone. This is your host, James T. Deshay of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. I don't just want to share and make sure that you realize that we're on 7 days a week, Sunday through Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, and Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. We're here so that your voice can have an opportunity to be heard loud and clear, and we want to discuss everything that's under the sun that impacts our lives now and in the future. I want to continue to ask you all to visit my website, www.jamestdeshay.com. That's www.jamestdeshay.com. I want to hear your comments and know what it is you're thinking. How you doing, Kathy? How things going out there on the East West Coast?
Hey, Mr. Deshay, how you doing? It's sunny, a little breeze, but you know, we're making it. We're making it on through. How are you over there on that side of town?
Everything's nice. The sun is going down. It's bright orange, and I have to tell you, I'm going to have to film the sunrise. The sunset at my house one day for you. I live on a lake, and so when the sun sets over the lake, it is a beautiful sight. So it's a nice, it gives a nice little atmosphere to living in my location. But, Kathy, I want to talk to you today. I know that you have avoided spending a lot of time listening to the news because you know how crazy and chaotic it has been. But I want to pose a question to all of my listeners related to emails. And what I mean by that is, you know, we have business emails we write. We have social emails we write. We have our phones that have the capability of accepting and sending emails. And so we got all of this technology around us that deals with texting, deals with emails, that deals with communication. And so let me just ask you, how violated would you feel if someone was to get into what you consider to be private emails and selectively decided how they were going to give them out, and they were in the power and control of a third party? So when they were giving these emails out, you wouldn't even know if the emails had been rewritten or been had certain things or phrases inserted. And we're talking about emails over a long period of time. I know myself that I have thousands and thousands and thousands of emails myself because I'm constantly writing or texting people on a regular basis. So I just wanted to ask you on a personal basis, how upset would you be at someone gaining entry into your private devices, sharing your most intimate thoughts or your business thoughts with others, and those people then coming to question you about something you don't know if it has been altered or how it had been changed? Would you want people to take those kind of emails that are being stolen by a third party and possibly corrupted? Would you want people to be taking that kind of information for fact?
Well, you know, let's see, I'm a different person. So, you know, that particular question about the emails, I don't have anything to hide in my emails. They can go back 30 years, and my emails will be my emails. And whatever they turn it around, that will be an opportunity for me to witness to them about why my email say what my email says. So I really can't say. I mean, you know, I know you're talking about Hillary and her emails. And you know what I really want to tell you is that I can't wait till November the 9th come when this is all up with it. So we can move on to another phase in our lives. And some of the talk will stop about Hillary and Mr. Trump, and So we can just move on to the next phase of it, you know. So, if there's nothing in there incriminating that would incriminate her, then there's nothing for her to be worried about. And if she believes, like she says she believes when she stands up in those different podiums that, you know, she's doing the right thing, then she doesn't have anything to worry about, you know.
Well, I understand what you're saying, Kathy, but what I guess I'm asking you is, once those your emails get into the hands of a third party and they can be manipulated, honestly, I understand what you're saying. If the police came to my house right now and they said, Mr. Deshay, would you give us permission to search your home? And me believing or thinking that my home has been under my full control and that there should be nothing in my home that I should be afraid to show the police, then I would feel comfortable about letting them in. But if you said I had to turn my home over to strangers for about 4 or 5 days and then let the police come in, I would not be sure of what those people could have did to my house by the time the police came. So I'm just saying, I realize you honestly believe that you have said nothing in your lifetime in your email that was criminal, but what about when they get in my hand and then I start manipulating them and I start wanting you to be looked at in a different way? That is what I think the problem is having your emails under the control of a third party that you don't know.
Well, then that's when she has to start talking about her white privilege. You know how we talk about white privilege? Then it's time for her to stand up and demand her white privilege then so that she won't be persecuted for something that she said she didn't do. So that, now see.
But you're right about that, Kathy. We do realize there's some right privilege involved in this. But I just want us to make sure that we put in place, because I don't want nobody manipulating my emails. And I'm nobody important, so ain't nobody trying to find out my password or trying to get to any of my thoughts and make them public. But certainly, at the same time, I don't want anybody to have access to what I consider to be my private affairs. And so it's important that we recognize that when we lend credence to these things that Russia is stealing and then leaking to the public, you know, what will be our response to being treated in this fashion? Because a lot of people don't have enough common sense. Really, you know, whatever they hear over the airwaves is what they come to believe. They don't listen to different individuals and then come to their own conclusions. Some of us are like sheep, and we just follow whatever the trend is. And so we have to be mindful that we have to come up with our own conclusions versus being subjected to just whatever the media or people throw at us in terms of what our beliefs should be.
Right, and that's on both sides, though. So everything that Hillary gets up on the podium and talks about, that she's not, I don't think she's telling the truth about everything. You know, she's saying what the people want to hear, and vice versa, you know, with Mr. Trump. So when you talk about following somebody, people are following her because they believe in what she says. You know, just like President Obama, when he got up there and he gave that great speech, you know, the speech where, yes, 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 we can, and yes, we will. And, you know, everything was laid out. This is what I'm going to do, and I'm going to change this. And same thing with Hillary, with what she's doing right now. She's saying what she's going to do, how she's going to, you know, get behind these certain people and how she's going to change this stuff. But that doesn't mean that she's going to do everything she says. No one but God has the power to do everything that they say that they're going to do. You know, so that part about following and leading, you know, we have to really be use discernment when we follow someone. You know, when we say we're going to follow a certain person, we need to be very use discernment in these people that we are following. And it's the same thing with the state. It's the same thing with the Senate, the governments, and our officials within the communities. We have to be very careful with these people that we're following, because once they get where they're trying to go, then, it's like they forgot about that piece in that paper that they were reading off of, that they said what they were going to do. And I understand that they can't do everything that they say, and I understand that there are other people behind them that say yay and nay, yeah, we're going to let you do this, but don't get up and deceive the people. To me, it's deception. You know, you're deceiving the people and telling them what you think that they want to hear. So the part about following and leading, and, you know, that's a very touchy-like subject.
Well, you're right. I mean, we have to know that people tell us what they want us to believe. But we all have to realize that people have to then go back and fight others to implement the kinds of things that they want to happen. And so it's not always an easy battle to take what your dreams and hopes and your aspirations are back to the White House, because then you have to fight the Senate and the House to get those things implemented. So it's not just something where you can do it on your own. And so that's also true about Donald Trump, who says he's going to start changing things as soon as he gets there. So he is the only one that has the right to implement decisions. Okay, we're at the halfway mark, and we're going to take a short break, and we're going to come back and finish our conversation.
Hello. I'm the music major. My man Jay on Gray. He got a question to ask. Talk to him, Jay.
Is there anybody in love?
This is your host, James T. Deshaies, of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. Remember, we're on 7 days a week, Sunday through Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, here to allow your voice to be heard loud and clear. Kathy, was that the right song that you wanted me to play?
Yes, absolutely. And I wanted to know, what did you think about that song?
It was nice. It was awesome. And I appreciate you introducing me it to me. You know that individual who wrote that and produced it personally, don't you?
Yes, I do. We go to the same church. He's our worship leader.
Wow. So how long has he been writing music?
Wow, he's been doing music. He's 26 years old, and as far as I can remember, he's been doing music since he was about 14 years old.
Well, that's incredible. Now, that song purchased on Amazon, is that right?
Yeah, that is absolutely correct, on Amazon. His name is Jayon, J-Y-O-N, Graves. You know what I wanted to ask you? What if someone wanted to listen on the internet at your show, what will be the website to listen to?
Actually, they could go to my Facebook page, and they could click on the information I leave, or they can go to Blog Talk Radio, and they can click search my name, and it will bring up the radio show every day on a Blog Talk Radio. So they can either go to my page and look for the information, or they can go to blogtalkradio.com.
Okay, at this time, and they'll be able to hear, right?
Right.
How
it's 6 o'clock Eastern, and then that, huh?
I was going to say, is that how most of your listeners hear through the Blog Talk Radio?
You're right. They'll go to Blog Talk Radio, and they can always listen to the shows in whatever they order they please because they can download the show if they don't get it live. But I want you to always continue to send me those little nice treasures when you meet people, because I certainly will add them to my list of music, and I'll get in the habit of playing that one more often. So I want my audience to know that if they have music that they want me to play during the break, feel free to reach out to me and send me an email or text me or Facebook me and let me know what it is that you'd like to hear during the break. It's important for us to highlight the different talents that we meet in order to give people an opportunity to get a boost. And so I want to thank again Kathy for introducing us to someone she knows that has a lot of...
Well, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
I know that you spoke about us having a show to talk about talent and talk about the different things that people are doing and the gifts that they're given by their creator. Why do you think discussing and sharing our talents with others is so important?
Well, because there are a lot of people out there that has talent that has not even been heard through the media. I mean, these days, the only way that people are going to actually get out there is through radio shows like this, is through social media. You know, there's a lot of unhid talent out there, people that have written books, you know, people that sing, you know, people that write. I mean, all kind of talents that are out there, you know, and the only way that they're going to get discovered is through the social media, is through us promoting one another, you know. So, yeah, I think it's an excellent idea, and everybody has a gift. Mine may not be the same as yours, but I do have one or two, and whoever else may be listening, they have gifts. Some people haven't even discovered their gifts, but then there are those that have discovered their gifts and are actually walking in their gifts.
Well, it is important for us to recognize that we need to be diligent on making sure that we talk to people and share with people our gifts. And it's also important for those of us who care about our fellow man to give people an opportunity to showcase their gifts. And there are a lot of different ways now that people can be introduced to the outside world, to a circle bigger than the one that they're in, is if friends of friends allow them an opportunity to share that platform. And so I'm more than willing to do that here on Thoughts, Love, and Reflection. If you have a talent that you want to display, or you think someone is needs an opportunity to get a hand up, that's what it's all about here on Thoughts, Love, and Reflection. We want to be able to showcase those people who are out there trying to do positive things. I know Kathy believes that we sometimes spend too much time on negativity and that we need to spend a lot more time on positive things, and she's always pushing that. You want to tell us why you think that way, Kathy?
Well, because, I mean, if you turn on the radio, if you go outside and listen to a conversation, if you're in the grocery store, you're going to hear all the negativity that's going on in this world right now. But you barely hear about the good stuff that's going on, about the people that are trying to make a difference, about the man who helped rescue the lady, you know, over there. I mean, you don't hear that as much. So my thing is that every opportunity I get, I want to show the good. You know, I want the good to be talked about when I'm in the presence of a situation. And even if I'm in a circle of people and there's negativity being spoken, I'm going to try to turn that around. What's the good out of this right here? You know, so, hey, it's just trying to make the world a better place. That's what we always say. That's what the media always say. Well, how can we make it better? Well, what can we do to change it? Hey, why don't you stop putting all the killings on there and say what good came out of that neighborhood, or, you know, who lived in that neighborhood and now is doing good for back in the community. You know, there are always ways to talk about the good.
And you're right. I mean, we do spend a lot of time focusing on the negative behaviors of people. I know here in Jacksonville, not too long ago, a policeman was called out to said there was a disturbance in a neighborhood in Jacksonville, and we arrived there. There were children in the streets playing basketball, and someone had erected a basketball goal pointed toward the street. And so the kids were in a street that wasn't a high traffic street, so it wasn't that they were interfering with traffic at all. So it was a neighborhood street. And he just refused to say anything to those kids because it was around 4 or 5 o'clock. And so he mm-hmm. said that that's the time kids ought to be out playing and having fun, and that the general public need to be more tolerant of what time it was. And so he spent 15 or 20 minutes shooting hoops with the kids, and he promised them that he was going to come back, and he was going to bring some of his friends back and go and play basketball with the kids. And that story got out to the general public, and Shaq came to Jacksonville to play basketball with those kids. Now, that'll be an opportunity they will never forget. And he talked about to them about why they need to be good students in school and why to stay on the straight and narrow. And so that police officer's mindset, and he was a white police officer, changed those kids' lives. And so things like that are something we ought to talk about more often, about how some officers are interacting in the lives of the general public in a way that's truly positive, and that not everybody is out there trying to be negative or do detriment to our society. So you are right. We have to share some of our airtime with some good positive stories so that we can be encouraged to do positive things ourselves.
Right, because I'm thinking about an event that we had, and we invited the police officers from the station that was close to it. And so when one of the lieutenants came, he had, when he saw us giving the shoes to the kids and the kids were just so excited, he had tears in his eyes. And we were like, wow, what's going on with you? He said, you know, when I was 2 years old, my mom brought us here from wherever they're from. And an organization similar to this gave us shoes. So you never know what good, you know, is going to happen in a situation like that. So, you know, the police, all the police officers out there, they're not bad, but there are a couple of apples on the tree that needs to be removed from that tree, but there are a lot of good out there too. So, you know, you just never know the impact of what one good deed is going to do, you know. So we were doing a good deed for someone else, but it reminded him of when he was little, just like those kids, when they get older, something is going to resonate in their heart and in their spirit about that particular day when the police officer came, then when Shaq came. So one of them are going to go and do something good for someone else. It's like a trickle effect, you know, but we don't hear about those things. And that was an awesome coverage. I did see that as well.
You're so right. We are 3/4 of the way through with the show today. We're going to take another break, and we'll come back and finish out the show. We just want everyone to understand that Thoughts, Love, and Reflection is here to help as many people as we can. We're here to let your voice be heard, and we want you to understand that this is, we want this show to be, have a positive effect on our nation, on our states, and on our communities. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm the music major. This is my man Jayon Gray. He got a question to ask. Talk to him, Jay.
Is there anybody in love?
Oh,
This is James C. Deshay, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. We are here today, and we're discussing and talking about a lot of different things. And I want to just let you know that this show is here to let your voice have a platform so that you can be heard loud and clear and recognize there are a lot of things going on in our world that we need to discuss and talk about in every instance we can. You know, I'm on the been looking for and going to support. There's a organization called Free Hugs, and I'm going to go to Free Hugs and the foundation because I want me a shirt that says Free Hugs. And that's the,
oh
reason,
my
the reason for that. Yeah.
So,
and this young black man, and I want to support him. He gives away free hugs. And the reason for that is I want to support organizations that amount positive messages. And it does, you know, I support Black Lives Matter. I'm going to support Free Hugs. And I want to do that because I want people to know that even though I'm against certain things, there are certain things I'm for. And so, Kathy, I want you to know that we can be for some things that are positive, even though we are with organizations that are fighting against some negative things. So on Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, we want people to know we give out free hugs. And so we want you, those of you who are in listening to my voice, to go find a Free Hugs or a foundation or organization. Support them by buying you a T-shirt that says Free Hugs. And we give free hugs out to everybody. You know, we are not racist. We believe in the lives of all people, males, females, Asians, Latinos, whites, blacks. It doesn't matter. Life is valuable. So we just want to make sure we put a statement out there and a call to action. We want you to support all these organizations that are out there trying to make positive things happen, who want positive change. And so that's what my thoughts are today as well. We want to support this young man who is out there trying to give away as many free hugs as he can, who wants to be out there making a positive change. What are your thoughts about free hugs, Kathy? You got any free hugs you can give away?
Yes, yes, and yes. Oh, my goodness. When I first saw that, maybe about 3 months ago, I think it was in New York, I was so excited. I was excited to tears to see how he had gathered together those people, and they began to hug the police officers and then the people that were running. They began to hug. I was like, oh, we got to do something like that. We got to do something like that. So then the next time I saw it, it was downtown L.A. because they were having a marathon, and he was there again. This right here is a movement that everybody needs to get behind. If you have a heart for people, you need to get a shirt, you need to get a group of people together, and you need to begin to give out free hugs. I love that idea and that concept. See, people, when people say they don't know what to do, that's just something that they've been hearing all of their lives, because this man probably didn't have any money, but a thought came in his mind that I know what I can give. I can give away free hugs. I can get some of my relatives together, and we can go and begin to give out free hugs. And now it has expanded from state to state. This is an awesome organization. Yes, I have hugs to give, and I give them all day long. Every time I see people, I'm giving them out. I just don't have the T-shirt on.
Well, I tell you what, I know that I'm looking to buy his T-shirt, and I want to tell these organizations who got these T-shirts, when they have these slogans, you got to remember you got to get T-shirts for big people too. So I can't order them if you don't have my size. It doesn't matter how much I have to pay for it. Just know if you got a positive slogan that you're putting on a T-shirt, Thoughts, Love, and Reflection will promote your slogan as long as it's positive. And understand that we believe in being a participant in positive organizations. So I'm going to buy me a shirt for free hugs, and I'm going to go out, and I don't know who's going to let me hug them. Now, you know, I stand 6'6", and big guy, so everybody might be some people afraid of my free hugs. But I want you to know, if you're not afraid, you're more than welcome to have it. And we're going to continue to try to bring that kind of positive momentum to these different organizations. Kathy, you don't have to worry about that because, you know, they always got T-shirts in your lady sizes. It's only us big guys who have to worry about whether or not we can fit in the T-shirts or not.
Well, no, James, because, see, as a person that has an organization, I know that sometimes there are going to be people that are not like me. So we always try to have shirts that are larger because when people come to volunteer, you want to always accommodate everybody, not just the person that wears a small. You know, you want to accommodate the person that wears a 3X and a 4X because you don't know. Like my son is 6'3", and so sometimes he wants something big. So I have to accommodate everybody that comes to volunteer with me. So I'm sure that those other organizations that you are talking about do have shirts that will fit a football player.
Okay. We hope that's the case. But I definitely want to be walking around and sharing with people my thoughts related to these organizations who are out there trying to make positive change. And we want you to know that Thoughts, Love, and Reflection is about positive changes as well. It is always good and nice to be here with you guys to talk about what's going on in the world around us. And I want you to know, again, I want you to go to my website, www.jamestdeshay.com. That's www.jamestdeshay.com. And tell me what you think. Kick the tires, look around, and have something to say about what's going on. We want to make things happen, and this is the platform to make things happen. So we want to talk about what's on your mind every day. Again, we're here 7 days a week, Sunday through Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Thoughts, Love, and Reflection is the radio show that's here to make sure that your voice is heard loud and clear. And if you got a talent and you want it to be talked about, or displayed or listened to during our break, let me know. Get in touch with me on Facebook, James Deshay on Facebook, or go to my website and leave a comment. I'm more than willing to listen to what you got to say. Take care, everybody, and we'll see you tomorrow at 6 p.m.
James. Mr. Deshay?
Yes.
Hello.
I just wanted to add, and we are Pacific Coast time, those people that are listening in California, and the show comes on at 3 o'clock. So just make sure it's 3 o'clock and not 6 o'clock on this time. Thank you.
Okay. That's important because I enjoy my West Coast friends as well as my East Coast friends. And I want all of you to participate. Take care, and I'll see you tomorrow.
Hello. I'm the music major. This is my man, Jayon Gray. He got a question to ask you.